Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bicky Oliver is our guest, author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, also 301 Smart Way Answers to Tough Interview Questions, and also her 301 Answers Etiquette book that you can find all those wherever books are sold. She's our good friend, Bicky Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Vicki, in the previous segment, I used some of your statistics, some of the stuff that you reported recently about the fact that that next year there are going to be more millennials than any other generation.
Right.
The fact that that there are more millennials than all other, that generation is bigger than any other American generation. And I was just talking about some of the challenges that we have, that we've got probably most millennials are working for, if not an older baby boomer, a younger baby boomer, maybe some Gen X. But there's a generation gap, and there's a communication gap here too, isn't there?
There is. I mean, part of it...
It's real. It's frustrating.
It's very real. Part of it is that, I think, is that the millennials have grown up with the internet generation, and they are so used to being able to find information fast, on the dime, really, really quickly. And some of the old processes, like in-person meetings at companies, seem to be kind of laborious to them and inefficient.
Right. Right.
And so, you know, they're sitting there, like, tapping their fingers, texting, literally tapping their fingers, texting, during the meetings, because they're kind of bored by that type of an opportunity. But older workers look at those meetings as opportunities to, like, impress their higher-ups, you know?
But also to collaborate, but also to, you know, there's...
Brainstorming.
And face-to-face is still valuable.
It's still, I mean, you can't really do business without it.
And the problem we've got with the scenario you just described, and this is where the rudeness and the disrespectfulness comes in. The millennials really do want to do a good job, and they get so impatient with the things that don't go their way. But the truth is, this comes back to something, Vicky, I've been talking about quite a lot in the last year or so, and that is that the problem with millennials is that their head is full to overflowing with content, but there's virtually no context in there.
Yeah, that's a great way.
And the only way you're going to get the context, young people, young folks, young whippersnappers out there, my children, whom I love very much, the only way you're going to get that context, you're going to get most of it from somebody who's already been there, these people that you're so bored with.
Right. And I think it's a matter of...
But don't you agree that they think because they've got so much content that's enough?
I think it's a factor of many things. I think that they feel that they can get the content, they can get the research so fast. And so their timeline is much faster for progress than the older workers. So they feel like, oh, I should be promoted in a year, you know, I should be president in 2 years. They don't really have that kind of old-fashioned pay-your-dues mentality. And that really, really annoys people who might have.
You
been
have
in the
no
company for 20
idea
years.
How many people have told me the scenario you just told me, young folks. This is happening out there, and it's not sitting well with people who you work for.
Right.
It's just not. I mean, I have a friend who gave a guy a great job. In 5 years, he could be writing his own ticket. He didn't want to pay his dues for 5 years. He told her he should be making more money, even though he wasn't earning her more money, and he kept on till she fired him.
Right.
He couldn't get it. He's 20-something. He's a 20-something with no, you know, just literally barely knows where the bathroom is. He's already telling her he's worth three times as much as she's paying him, even though they work in a performance-based business. He didn't get it.
Right. There's always something that younger workers can learn from the people who have been there and who have proven themselves. And sometimes it's just a matter of really sticking it out. And, you know, you have to form alliances. Like, nothing happens in a company without people who care about your advancement.
Yep. Well, the thing,
you know, so it's always a people business. No matter what business it is, it's always a people business.
Well, remember this, and I've used the content context thing, but let's use a different metaphor. There's the tool, and then there's the application of the tool.
Right.
And so the kids know, the Gen Y, they know all the tools better than I do.
Right.
But they don't know anything, very little, if anything, about the application of the tool.
Right.
And the nuances and the politics and the personalities and the emotions and the humanity, that's stuff you get from mentors, people who've been there before. Do not minimize the value of that. What do you think, Vicki?
I agree, and also it can take a long time just to figure that out because it's not necessarily on the organizational flowchart.
Right.
Like, just because somebody says they're a vice president, let's say, doesn't mean anything. It depends on whether that person is respected,
right.
Are they senior, have they been there for a long time, that type of thing. And you can't learn that necessarily by just quickly studying an organizational chart and saying, okay, this guy's the most important person.
But see, this is why I refuse to give in. People say, oh, you got to learn how to deal with these people. No, no, I don't. They're standing on my shoulders. I'm not standing on their shoulders. Vicki, I need your website one more time, please.
Sorry, it's VickiOliver.com. V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
Thanks, Vicki. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
I promise I will.
Thank you. Vicki Oliver, quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.